matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, Glenn, let's get started here. It sounded pretty cut and dry, but you wanted us to call Daria today, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I've just been thinking you guys got to have more luck than I've been having with her this week.
Yeah, you mentioned you just got back in the dating pool. What's that about?
Yeah, and can I just say it's like the worst pool ever?
Public pool.
Ooh, that bad, huh?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's the pool's fault necessarily, but it's just, you know, I used to know how to swim. Yeah, it's like, you know, I just got out of a 2-year relationship. I guess it's been a couple months now.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that, man. That's rough.
Oh, no need. I'm not even sorry. I swear.
Oh.
I mean, it was a 2-year relationship, and yeah, that's a long time, but if we're going to talk about how long I was happy, it was probably closer to like a year and some change. And
okay.
Yeah, the last 6 months particularly were not fun at all. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, just one of those things where neither one of us wanted to be the one to call it.
No one wanted to be the bad guy.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Well, who ended up cutting the ties?
Oh, in the end, it was me. I broke up with her. It just wasn't working. And I mean, for either of us. And that's nothing against her or anything. She's a great girl and deserves someone who can fully appreciate her. The relationship just had it just ran its course.
Can we go back a second? You said you wanted to break up with her for like, what, 6 months? But you stayed in it because you didn't want to feel bad knowing you were the one to end it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, well, like, partially, we just had like an insane physical connection. And
right.
Like, I know how this is going to sound, and I know that I knew it wasn't going to last, but it's hard, like hard to walk away from that.
But you did, right? Like you have walked away from it. Yes.
Right.
Because finding out you have a girlfriend, even one you don't very much like,
yes,
would be a good reason not to get a call back.
It would.
Yeah. Right. But no, it was a clean break in the end. And that's what led me back to the apps and, you know, what eventually led me to Daria.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sorry we got off on a tangent there. You just mentioned her a few times in your email, too. How long have you known Daria? I guess it can't be too long now.
Man, we went out on our first date like 5-ish weeks ago. So since about then.
And that's been the only encounter?
Yeah.
Well, she's not an alien, but no. We've been out a ton, you know. We really hit the ground running, I guess. I was surprised, honestly. It felt easy.
Well, how do you mean easy?
Well, you know how I said I knew me and my ex weren't going to work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like everything that didn't work with her, it somehow works with Daria. We just work. She's smart. She's mature. Makes me laugh. She's fun.
Okay, so
right.
What went wrong? What do you think?
Oh, I seriously have no idea. But whatever it is, she's serious about it. Like, she legit hasn't responded to me for the last week and a half, which isn't great.
Well, can we ask? I know when we brought it up, but you seem to have a lot of say about it. And again, the initial email, like, how much time have you spent talking about your ex with her?
What do you mean? I mean, she knows I have one.
Right.
Like, no chance you're overdoing it?
Yeah.
Right, and she's just maybe sick of hearing about her, or
well,
maybe she thinks there's still something there.
Exactly.
No, I don't talk about her. I think she might have asked why it didn't work out, but I don't just bring her up. That would be weird. There's nothing there. And
right.
She somehow got that impression. She's dead wrong, man. I swear, you know, hopefully this will show Daria that I'm serious.
Well, let's get serious then. We'll call Daria. We'll see what we can find out next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Glenn
yeah,
turns out was in a long-term relationship,
yeah.
2 years, wasn't happy the entire 2 years.
That's a lot of emotions to still be carrying around. You know?
You said it, but I thought that too when I read the email.
Yeah.
You mentioned the ex once or twice.
Right.
And then obviously she came up in our conversation, so maybe he talked about her more than he even realized
that's
to Daria.
Yeah, it might just happen.
And she's turned off by that.
Yeah, possible.
So maybe there's a workaround there. Let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Daria?
Yeah, hello.
Daria, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Hello. We're calling you to offer you this date package, this date night that we give away on our show, okay? So it's all free and awesome because you get to pick everything you want to do.
And going to hold for the catch here?
It's
not really much of a catch as far as catches go.
I respect
you know? This is a contest, right, where someone else enters you. So you were entered by a gentleman I believe you've gone out with once or twice now. His name is Glenn. He says he thought that things had really been clicking between the two of y'all until recently. And he just wants to know why.
Glenn wants to know why I'm not calling him.
Well, technically, yeah. He wants to go on another date with you.
Right.
He would also like to know about no communication. Yes.
Look, can you just tell him I'm just not interested? He's clearly not taking the hint.
Okay.
Daria, don't be like that.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
All right. So the good side of that is you can just tell him yourself now, right? It's not so bad.
Yes, me. Oh, no.
No,
are you serious?
Wait, what? What happened? You know, I don't know. I mean, this is completely out of the blue for me.
Are you serious? Like, what do you mean, what happened? It's obvious you're not over your ex. I mean, I wanted to think you were. I was hoping you were, but definitely not the case.
Yeah, see, we were worried about that, too. Now, for what it's worth, we did bring that up to him, and he swore that ship had, well, sailed and crashed and burned.
No survivors.
No.
Yeah, that's great and all. I'm sure he really wants that to be true. But he's still subscribed to her OnlyFans. So, yeah, I'm just not really buying that.
Okay. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So I think we're done here.
Wow.
Like, thanks, guys.
Wait, what?
No. Hey, wait. Just wait, okay? I can explain. I can explain that. I can.
Well, this should be good. Explain this. If you're over this girl, how come when I opened your laptop, her profile was still up in your browser? And don't try that, I was just checking in, because it specifically said you're paying like $100 a month. Oh, but you're over her, right?
A hundo.
Exactly.
Seriously, Glenn.
A hundo.
Glenn.
Bro, tell us that's not true, man.
No, it's not. I mean, yes. It's,
Glenn.
It's true, but it's not. No, it's not like that.
What's it like?
Sorry, I told you, like, there's nothing there between us. Like, me and her, we didn't work. It was all physical, you know, like, I swear. And honestly, the OnlyFans was one of the reasons I didn't want to see her anymore. You know, she always said she wasn't hiding nothing, and she'd show me her content if I wanted, but I didn't want to go down that road when we were together.
Oh, but now that you're broken up, what?
Man, I can't lie. It's hot as hell,
oh,
you know, A plus.
Glenn!
I didn't know she could bend like this.
Glenn! Glenn!
Yeah, are you serious? You know I'm still on the phone, right?
Glenn!
Look, this, it's not as big of a deal as you're making it out to be, okay? I mean, we have a history, but it's just OnlyFans, right? It's like if we were watching videos online or reading some dirty mags, you know, it's fantasy. Uh-huh. I'm not still seeing her. I'm not even talking to her. I just want to see her, you know, but does that make sense?
Yeah, like, right.
Sorry, please be cool about this. I really like you, and I'm not doing anything wrong. And honestly, she's got some content I think we both might be into.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Absolutely not. You're a pig. Jesus Christ. All my knitting sucks.
Well, okay. Well, thanks for being on the show today, Glenn.
Best of luck with your ex-internet girlfriend.
We appreciate it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.